It's now 7 minutes after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program continues. For those of you who are not familiar with the Supermarket Guru, all three of you, the Supermarket Guru is here. His name is Phil Lempert, and he has been tracking food issues, providing you with good food sense for decades, and it's so much a pleasure to have him on the Good Day program associated with us. Go to supermarketguru.com. There are any number of places you can go from there. I think one of the best pieces of advice that Phil has, or I have for Phil, I'm not going to give Phil any advice, so how can I do that? But your advice from me is to get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox all the time. You go sign up at supermarketguru.com. So, Phil, we haven't spoken, it seems like, almost forever.
I know. Well, you had to go to Israel. You had to, you know, I saw you interviewing a new co-host when you were there.
I did?
Yes.
Who did I interview?
The camel. I'm starting to get nervous. I log on to see what's going on with you in Israel, and I see you interviewing a camel as a new co-host.
I didn't have a microphone, though. I was having a close personal experience with a camel.
Exactly.
That's what it was. Yeah, right.
So you had fun?
Yeah, I had fun. I always love going to Israel. One of the things that is important about Israel is as far as in terms of food, they produce all their own food. They go no place else. This is a small, almost island nation. It's an island because of its borders, its neighbors. But they don't import anything because they don't trust anybody, which is a horrible way to live. But it certainly has made them self-sufficient. And I'll tell you, their food industry and the quality of the food there. I don't know. Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
I've never been. It is extraordinary in all kinds. I mean, it's just the history. For the context that we put things in here on this hour of our program, focusing on food and where to get it, they have they don't really have a grocery store system. They have markets. And the cities, we go to Tel Aviv, and you can find supermarkets for sure. But you go around and I suppose it would be the equivalent of farmers markets. But if you look in, if you were able to, let's just say Google the old city of Jerusalem and walk down these miles of corridors where there are merchants on all sides selling everything and anything you could imagine. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, meat, chicken, fish. And it's not done at all like we do it here. It's everything's out in the open. There are the inspectors for the FDA over there would have heart attacks. They'd be carrying them out on stretchers.
Right. So it's probably better quality.
In fact,
Doug Steffen.com, there's a photo of you in the farmer's market.
Yes, thank you. There is. I think I'm pointing to some cabbage that had just been put out there. But that's what it is. The market is the way they shop every day. People go get their food. And you are correct. And the food that you get in the restaurants and the hotels, the variety of food, the freshness of it, it's a utopia for somebody who wants to eat fresh food. It really is. Having said that, I will tell you I had vegetables for breakfast.
It's important, you know, whenever we go to different cities or different countries, to really check out the food, to check out how they sell the food, because that really gives you the whole look at what that culture is all about.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people forget. That's one of the reasons I love supermarkets. You go to a supermarket in a particular little town or city, you know everything about the people who live there based on what foods are being sold, based on, you know, just everything that's in that store or, in this case, in that farmer's market.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. And, by the way, there's no such thing as the price. You deal, the more you buy, the cheaper it is. You deal with everybody bargains.
I like that.
Deals, strawberries. I watched the guy buy a bucket of strawberries. I don't know. I mean, I didn't understand shekels. I don't know how much that, I think it translates to a shekel's about 30 cents or something. But it was really extraordinary to see people, again, not just from the city itself, but they come from all over the place to buy. And they clean up pretty much everything every day. And it just, but the freshness and the quality, again, I can attest to that. Eating, and the restaurants, they have great Italian restaurants, a lot of vegetarian places to go. Just the chopping up of the cucumbers and the tomatoes and the onions and the things that go into these salads that you have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had every morning, I had a salad. I never have a salad here in the morning. Never. But over there, you can have it, and it's right next to the chocolate cake.
Well, I hope you didn't have the chocolate cake.
I did, absolutely. Every day I had chocolate cake. Yep. Yummy stuff. All right, so anyway, let's talk about what it is that you would like to have us focused on with the folks who are going to be joining us here today.
Well, we've got two people. First is Leah Schmidt, who's the Vice President and Director of Nutrition Services at Hickman Mills Schools in Kansas City, Missouri, who's going to talk to us about a very important program that she's developed, that she works on, which is really not feeding kids at school, but providing food for needy kids over the weekend when they're not in school and what that's all about. And then we have Mary Ann Hitt, who's the campaign director for Beyond Coal. And it's really going to talk about sushi and fish and what benefits from a health standpoint we've got beyond taste. Yeah, now, you're a sushi lover, right?
No, or no, I'm not. Matter of fact, I was there with I went to Israel with a group of actors. There were four five actors and me, and they wanted to take me to the first thing they asked me first thing when it came to going to meals, do you eat sushi? I said I eat nothing raw, so they brought me to a place
except raw milk
I drink from, and raw honey, that sort of stuff. Sure. Raw vegetables, I don't want to eat raw fish. So they took me to a place where it looked like sushi, but it was cooked and it was good. But I don't know what the process. It wasn't fried, but somehow or other, it looked like raw sushi. I was going to say raw sewage. One and the same.
Well, they just told you it was cooked, but it wasn't.
No, it was warm.
They fooled you.
No, it was warm. It was warm. Yeah. All right, so we have Leah Schmidt coming up in a moment, and Mary Ann Hitt. I have a question maybe that we can sort of inveigle into this school program, because there are increasingly cozy alliances developing between the processed food manufacturers and the companies that have been hired around the country to serve meals to students in school. And it's adding to the fatness, to the sick sort of focus. You hear all this money that we spend as taxpayers on food for these programs at school, and in fact, many of them, Phil, are very substandard. So perhaps that's
but again, keep in mind the reason for those alliances is the school gets something like 92 cents to feed, you know, these kids for lunch.
Yeah.
So, you know, at 92 cents, you can't necessarily have, you know, the fresh salad, this.
Yeah, what happens, though, these companies are seducing the school administrators. They promise to cut costs. Privatization's good for you. Parents who want healthier meals, however, are crying foul. So 32 million children a day get lunch at schools in the United States. You realize there were that many? 32 million meals like this are served every day. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see what Leah Schmidt's sort of spin on this is. 15 past the hour. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru here on Good Day Weekend.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the five-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the two-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning special Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style and Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning special Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's 17 half of the hour. The Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru, who's going to introduce us to Leah Schmidt.
Leah, welcome to Good Day Weekend, first of all.
Thank you.
And second, you know, when we look at school lunch, there's been a lot of attention, whether it's the Jamie Olivers of the world, other chefs, Rachel Ray, coming in and really working with folks like yourself, as well as right in the cafeteria, to try to make our foods healthier. So, but typically what we find is all these efforts are Monday through Friday, lunch, maybe breakfast in some school districts, but you've taken a whole different spin, and you're equally as concerned about good health and good nutrition when the kids are not in school, correct?
That's really right. We are even doing some, we're doing after school suppers, and we actually are sending food home over the weekends and over the holidays in backpacks for them.
What does that say about a society that, and I don't want to get too philosophical here, but when the children are that needy and the systems are having to send meals home, there's something wrong, really wrong, with this picture. Not that your help, not the part of the picture that's helpful, the part of the need.
Well, you know, when the need is there, that's when I think that we just have to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done.
Yeah, but it's the, why do we have the need? What's going on that there is a need like this?
Well,
other than what's obvious.
Families are hurting right now. You know, the economy has taken a dive, and we just have families that are, you know, having some food insecurity, and we as a school district see the need, and we're stepping up to the plate.
Is it with taxpayer dollars?
It is, yeah. And the harvesters are helping support our back snack program, and then the Department of Health and Senior Services is the funder for our supper program.
So from a community standpoint, is there anything, you know, not just in your area in Kansas City, but is there anything that all of us should be looking to do to help nationwide? Because as you point out, there's a lot of people who are food insecure more than ever before as this economy continues to falter. What should we all be trying to do?
Well, I would just say support your local social service organization because they're doing a lot of good out there to help people in your area. Harvesters in our area has been recognized as one of the top food banks in the nation, and we're actually going to be doing about 15,000 back snacks over the holiday break. So that's,
and this is in the heart of the what do they call it, the bread basket. You're in charge. Leah Schmidt is the school nutrition vice president, director of services in a school system. Kansas City, Missouri is where she is, Phil. This is in the heart of the bread basket, as they call it. So the need there, and especially a couple of different angles on this. Leah, if you'll stand by for more conversation here. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's 50, I'm sorry, it's 23 past the hour. Yeah, we're in school here, a school of food education, and Professor Phil Lempert is in charge. We're having a discussion about school nutrition, the lunches at school are one thing, but this is an after-school, even seven-day-a-week program going on in Kansas City, Missouri, and as I was saying, Phil, it seems hard to believe that in the heart of the breadbasket, there'd be such a need. And so it's got to be a need that is reflected probably in many places around the country.
You know, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we forget and that we maybe even ignore is just how important our schools are mm-hmm. to everyday life in this country. And, you know, until we really, you know, can support it, and I'm talking about food, I'm talking about supporting our teachers, I mean, just about everything, you know, nobody can succeed. And, you know, it's easy for us to say, oh, well, we should be serving organic peanut butter, for example, in our schools. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that money has to come from somewhere to feed these very hungry kids. If they're not fed properly and they're not fed good nutrition, they're not going to learn. They're not going to be able to help themselves. So, you know, we really have to, you know, not only appreciate but help folks like Leah around the country that are doing everything they can to pull it all together for us.
And so, Leah, back to your program and the support. I asked you if it was public money. You said, yeah. So do you have a big discussion about this whenever it needs to be funded, or is there really good support? Again, acknowledging this is the food basket of our country.
Well, you know, SNA, School Nutrition Association, is really has a really strong voice on Capitol Hill, and we do advocate for students all the time. But you know, it is as far as our Back Snacks program, it's a local effort, and it really does come from local support of our food banks.
So how do you keep it from getting out of control, people abusing it?
Well, you know, it's all about the kids, and you know, abuse, it really, we don't look at that, because we just want our kids to be fed well and so that they can perform. So
pardon me, I'm not trying to be a wise guy, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But you sound like a politician with that answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's all about the kids. That's the way anybody who's being challenged that's a politician, the scream is, oh, it's about the kids. And then you fall back on these programs that are incredibly wasteful. And again, I'm not suggesting that's the story here, because there are a lot of kids who are hungry. It just, I think, Phil, I'm appalled that we need it, that we, and I'm not one who believes in redistribution of wealth. It just, at all, but it just is so disturbing to have the situation exist when we have so much food, and maybe that's what this is. Maybe the caveat here is we're doing what we have to do using the resources that we have. What do you think?
Leah can probably answer that better than I can, but I've got to tell you, I disagree with you on a lot of this, Doug.
Go ahead.
That, you know, if I take a look at hunger in America, and I don't care what city it is, and even here in Santa Monica, you know, you take a look what's going on right now. There's a lot of people who can't afford, and I'm not talking about great food, they can't afford food.
Yeah.
And if you look around the world, and you and I were talking earlier about this, you know, a lot of the wars that are taking place are the fact that people don't have food, mm-hmm. that we've got this, you know, all or nothing mentality. And I think when we look around the planet, we look at the UN reports, we're going to see food prices continue to rise over the next 11 years. We're going to see dirtier air, dirtier water, less people who want to be farmers. We have a real problem when it comes to feeding the planet.
Do you, Leah, in your program, the Agriculture Department pays about $1 billion a year for commodities, apples, potatoes, chickens, turkeys, that kind of stuff, and schools get the food for free. Where does that, how does that help make this program work better?
Well, not all of our food is for free. I mean, we do purchase food through normal vendors as well, but it does help us to meet our bottom lines, and we do offer well-balanced meals to all of our students so that they get a fruit, a vegetable, whole grains, mm-hmm. low-fat dairy with, right. with their meals.
Yeah, so you're paying attention to, what is it, the new plate instead of the pyramid, it's the plate.
The My Plate.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, this is a good story to tell. Maybe gives people ideas as they're listening around the country to a program that might work in their area. So we appreciate your telling us the story. Leah Schmidt from Kansas City. She's the School Nutrition Association Vice President. A unique story that Phil found from Kansas City. Thank you, ma'am. Merry Christmas to you. So, Phil, the problem, I don't think we do disagree. I think we agree. It's just I decry the reason for it, you know, the depression or recession or whatever you want to call it, and then people focusing on it. A lot of the food that I see in these various reports reminds me of the stuff I ate and thought it was great when I was a student in school.
Yeah, but look what happened to you.
I know. Well, so that's it, I guess. That's the bottom line. Up next, Marianne Hitt, who is a director of a campaign called Beyond Coal. This sounds pretty interesting. Is it about coal in your stocking?
New
sushi. Sushi, yeah, right. Which probably would be a good thing to put in somebody's stocking. How about it? Phil likes sushi.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the weekend.
33 after the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program on the air, putting your mind at ease, hopefully, over some of the problems, some of the circumstances, a way for you to save money is always Phil Lippert's priority when it comes to food. And don't forget that Phil has these programs that are airing on public television around the country, Phil Lippert's Food Sense, the first in a series of four, discussing the way, I guess that's what I find most fascinating about Food Sense. This is, it's an hour show, is it not? It's been produced.
It's a 1 hour special. Basically, the first episode, what we did is we went to a diner in Baltimore called the Hun Diner, H-O-N, because everybody there calls you Hun. Hun.
Right.
You know, you would walk in and they wouldn't say, hi, Doug. They'd say, hi, Hun. Hun.
Hi, Hun.
Short for honey.
Uh-huh.
And they, we ordered breakfast and then we traced all that food back to the source. So where the eggs came from, where the bacon came from, and the orange juice and potatoes. So it took us all over the country. And, you know, it was very exhilarating to see the kind of response that we got from people who didn't realize you could grow potatoes in Florida, didn't realize, you know, just so much of our food. And that's the problem that I think we have, that people are not connecting where our food comes from, how it's grown, just all of that.
Well,
I just feel that, you know, you go to a supermarket, you buy the stuff,
right,
that's the end of it.
That's, well, I think the simplistic minds look at it that way. More and more, the so-called locavore movement, which we focus on a lot here, is gaining ground. In the area where I am, which is suburban Boston, and I see it in Santa Monica, where you and I live as well, there is a tremendous focus now. I have started, you know, I have a little dairy store on my farm. My raw milk and ice cream and cheeses now that we're making there. I'm not a fan of meat. Butchering animals is not my thing. I don't want to support it. But we are selling fish at the store that comes along the same as, you know, the other things that we're selling. It's a wholesome, all nutritious, not farmed fish that this organization is bringing to CSAs and to local farms. So we become a distributor for fish. And it's really quite eye-opening, frankly, to see what's coming and how many people are very interested in it, because people don't want to eat meat, but they know they need protein, so we get some good fish. But the point I'm making, so the major point is that more and more and more people do understand that much of what they get is not healthy in the supermarkets, but you can make choices because there's plenty of healthy stuff there now, but it doesn't bring you back to the roots. So that's why this television show is so useful. Look for Phil's Food Sense. It may be playing on a television station, a PBS station in your market. It is very helpful, and get your mind wrapped around where the food's coming from. And then there are other, you know, we remember the movie Food Inc. There's a movie around now called Farmageddon, which deals with the problems the people who are trying to produce this food for you are having with your government. It's that simple. The government is your enemy when it comes to this stuff for the most part. It really is. Now, having said that, would you introduce us to Mary Ann Hitt? Because I think she may want to talk about some of these things we've been talking about, Phil.
Absolutely. So, Mary Ann, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And it's actually we're you know, just past Mercury Awareness Week. And before we talk about the new app that you've got, talk to us a little bit about Mercury Awareness. Why is it important for us to really understand how much mercury is in our fish, what's the harmful effects, and why, you know, why is there such an uproar about this, and what can we do about it?
Well, you were just talking about how a lot of people are choosing fish as part of a healthy diet, and I am a fan of seafood. Eating seafood is definitely a healthy choice, but you have to be careful about some seafood because it has high levels of mercury, and mercury is toxic, and it's a threat. It comes primarily from coal-fired power plants. It comes out of the smokestack. It falls into our waterways and gets into the food chain, and it gets into high levels in some types of fish that people really enjoy eating. And the real danger is to women who are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant, because if you have high levels of mercury in your body, you can pass those on to a baby, and that can lower their IQ. It can cause developmental delays and things like walking and talking. And the EPA estimates 300,000 babies are born in this country every year with mercury levels that are posing a risk to those children.
Now, I also read a report a couple of years ago, and I don't know whether or not this has been solved, but I read a report that somewhere, I want to say, you know, in the northeast part of the country, that there was actually a whole bunch of computer, you know, old computers that were being dumped in the water because they didn't know what to do with them.
Really?
And that was contaminating our fish supply as well.
There are a lot of threats to our waterways. There are a lot of ways that toxic pollution gets into the water we drink and the food that we eat. The one thing about mercury is that we know where most of it is coming from. It's coming from coal-fired power plants, and there are pollution controls that are available today that we can put on those power plants to get rid of 90% plus of that mercury. So we have the solution technically available, technologically available, and what we have lacked so far is the political will, but fortunately that is starting to change because the EPA is on the verge of finally requiring these coal plants to clean up, which is great news for all of us.
Well, there are other sources of mercury, are there not, in addition to just the coal, and there are certain types of coal that have more of a problem with it than others, but there are other sources of mercury that can be a problem. And this leads us around to understanding what's safe. For example, I like tuna fish, and people see me when I'm eating, oh, aren't you worried about the mercury? And for somebody who really is worried about a lot of this stuff, something has convinced me that the problem isn't as bad as it used to be. And I don't know whether I'm just running from reality or whether I've read something. I'm not a dumb person, and I pretty much keep my eye on things that are good or not good for me. So what do you say? Is it all sorts of fish? Is it just certain types of fish that can absorb this toxicity and then pass it on to us as we eat it?
Well, the fish that are the highest in mercury are the big predator fish that are high up in the food chain. So you have a little fish, gets a little mercury into its body, and it stays in the fat cells of those fish. So as it works its way up the food chain, the really big fish that have lots of little guys that they have eaten have the high levels of mercury. So it's swordfish, it's tilefish, and some types of tuna, the really nice high-grade sushi tuna,
tends to have higher levels of mercury. The canned light tuna you find in a can in the store tends to have lower levels of mercury. And we have all this up at our website, beyondcoal.org/mercury, but it ultimately it's the big predator fish that have the high levels of mercury, and other fish that are salmon, catfish, trout, those tend to have lower levels of mercury.
So isn't that fascinating to understand the food chain, Phil, when you put it that way? That's a great education, because people may have forgotten this since Biology 101, that the little fish get eaten by the medium-sized fish, the medium-sized fish get eaten by the bigger fish, and the bigger fish get eaten by the largest fish. It's kind of like the hip bones
connected
to the thigh. Yeah, and then we eat them.
We eat them. But if you take a look, I mean, you know, the whole issue about salmon, you know, wild salmon is pink, and wild salmon is pink because they eat, you know, little fish.
Right.
And if you take a look at farm-raised salmon, which is typically not pink, what you'll see on the label is in tiny, tiny letters that, you know, coloring has been added so that it becomes pink so that we think that it's wild salmon.
Yeah. And it isn't.
It's not.
No.
It is not.
Not even close. Yep. So, anyway, this is a very important discussion for lots of different reasons. And I think this there's a safe sushi app that we ought to talk about and find out whether there's one for the droids and all of that stuff. Because, as Phil suggested, Mercury Awareness Week has been upon us. And this is something that we need to sort of bring to the surface. So stand by for more. Phil Everett, the supermarket guru here. We have Marianne Hitt with us, who's talking about safe fish as part of Safe Foods, a Safe Food Awareness Campaign. 17 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning special Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates, now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters, $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings, now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning special Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Newsbreak. A new survey finds Americans are very worried about the future of Social Security. Almost 40% think the retirement age will jump to age 80 by the year 2036. The Social Security Administration itself says that in 25 years, retirees might receive only 3/4 of their promised benefits. Money coach and personal finance expert Lynette Kalfani-Cox.
A 45-year-old woman earning $60,000 a year will pay about $360,000 into Social Security during her working life. After 2036, her benefits could be shortchanged by nearly $1,000 every month unless Congress makes some necessary changes.
Lynette says the problem is solvable.
Proposals range from raising the retirement age to privatizing Social Security to increasing taxes. But none of these options by themselves is a cure-all. We'll need a blend of solutions to help save Social Security.
The nonprofit group Engage America has built an online social insecurity calculator to find out if you will be shortchanged and learn how much you might lose. Visit EngageAmerica.com to do your own math and vote for your solution. That's Newsbreak from Engage America.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz. And Peter Contaldi of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, your girlfriend wants those 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
800-510-8255, should you care to converse with us, or email goes a long way. You can send Phil email at supermarketguru.com or me, Doug at DougStefan.com. We're talking to Marianne Hitt, who is working on educating you as to certain types of fish and sushi that may, if they don't have mercury in them, be very good for you. But we've sort of been general, Phil, about the species of fish. Let's get to the specific, shall we?
Absolutely. In fact, Marianne, you had mentioned that certain species, larger species, are actually contain more mercury. But, you know, help our listeners out. What are some of the fish that we should be avoiding? You mentioned that canned tuna probably has among the lowest levels of mercury that's out there. But what are some of the specifics that we should be avoiding?
Well, the fish, as I mentioned, that are highest in mercury tend to be the big predator fish. So some of them that you might either order out at the sushi restaurant or when you go out to a nice dinner, could be swordfish, king mackerel, tilefish, and the tuna that is on your sushi. As I mentioned, the canned light tuna in the store is usually lower in mercury, but it's the higher quality tuna, sometimes the canned albacore tuna, and also the sushi tuna that tend to have higher levels of mercury. Fortunately, there are lots of other fish that are low in mercury that we all enjoy that are available. And over the long term, again, it's getting this mercury pollution out of our environment that's really the solution.
So before I ask you, you know, what we all should be doing about this, what are some of the species that are out there that have the lowest levels of mercury that we should be, you know, switching to?
Well, salmon is one, and you mentioned earlier the wild versus the farmed salmon. I'm a big fan of wild salmon myself for environmental sustainability reasons, as well as knowing it's all natural and for the taste. Catfish, trout, lots of the things like squid and shrimp and other, you know, clams, mussels, those sorts of things. So there are many, many fish to choose from that are low in mercury. And, you know, I'm a new mom. I have a 1.5-year-old, and like many moms, when I was having my monthly checkups with the doctor when I was pregnant, they told me, stay away from these types of fish, and at the same time, you want to be sure to eat the ones low in mercury because they are an important part of a healthy diet. So fortunately, there are lots of good choices for you, even if you're an expecting mom.
Ah, that's important. Yes.
So what can we do to try to get, you know, these cold plants to, you know, clean up their act, if you would?
Well, fortunately, the EPA, our environmental agency that looks out for our health, is on the verge of issuing some new standards that are long overdue that are going to require all the coal-fired power plants in America to clean up their mercury. And these are long overdue, believe it or not. They have been in the works for over 20 years, and it's going to be a very exciting day, hopefully next week when we get the news that these protections have gone into effect. And so your listeners can weigh in with their support. They can either, you know, call the White House, write their letters to the editor, but make sure that they make their voices heard and let the decision makers know that we support these protections and we welcome them, and they're long overdue.
All right. And again, these apps are pretty easy to get to, right? The downloading of the Safe Sushi app.
Yes, we have released a new Safe Sushi app. So if you're at your favorite sushi restaurant and you're wondering if you should eat the tuna roll or the California roll or what have you, it's available in the Android store and I believe soon available in the iPhone store. And you can just search for Safe Sushi and you should find it. And it's a handy guide for you while you are out at the sushi restaurant.
Isn't that amazing? My God. Everything is in that damn little screen in your hand. All right. Thank you, Marianne. Nice to have you here. Hopefully you'll have a happy holiday season, a happy new year. Good luck with your campaign. We'll continue. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and I. Matter of fact, I want to talk for a minute, Phil, with you about not just apps maybe and Facebook in general and what sort of food news is being spread by the various apps that are available and Facebook and Twitter, because this is the communication tool that pretty much everybody is using, like it or not. 51 past the hour. Good day weekend. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here on the air.
ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Before the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Phil Leppert is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about food and using the state of technology that exists today. The conversation we had with Marianne Hitt brought me around to thinking about Facebook and the Twitter usage that people take 140 characters. You can describe your best meal, good restaurants, bad restaurants. You can't get away anymore. There are always these ways to rate restaurants and rate shopping circumstances in stores, or recommend on my website and other websites for my farm, or people who have been to the farm who write their blogs, local community blogs. I like Eastley Farm because, or there's a problem with the taste of the milk. What's the problem? You know, those sorts of things. And you can, I'm sure, do the same thing for Whole Foods Market and Trader Joe's and the Santa Monica or any farmer's market. There are just amazing ways that people, what's amazing, Phil, people actually read the stuff. Actually,
and it's very powerful.
If
you take a look now, you know, in the app world, there's so many, there must be 10,000 food apps.
Yeah.
Everything from being able to scan a barcode in the store, and it tells you whether or not you should buy that product based on, you know, the investments that this company makes with their profits, or based on nutritional information, being able to give you ratings of different foods, certainly. We're a mobile generation, there's no question about it. And when I talk about generation, I'm not talking about just the millennials, but just all of us. In fact, the baby boom generation uses mobile apps more than probably any other generation at this point, just because they're so easy to use. And, you know, the checkout is going to be gone in a couple of years. We're going to be checking out. Just everything is that handheld device.
Yeah, here it is. One of the people that went with me this past week, or I went with him, is Greg Grunberg, who's an actor. And he is a very smart guy. He's developed a web, it's not a web thing, it's an app called Yowzer. And Yowzer, you probably heard of it, it presents you can put in where you are into the, you take the app, find the app, download it, and into your iPhone you put your location. and it'll give you all the stores in 40 miles in any direction and tell you what the coupons are for that store, whatever the coupon is. You just go into the food store with these coupons, and you show them to them on the iPhone, and there it is. You don't need paper.
There's also an app called Ready, Set, Eat. We have to go to ReadySetEat.com, and it's mobile optimized, and you pull up a recipe.
Yeah.
And based on the store that you're in at that moment, it'll tell you what ingredients for that recipe are on sale.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? It's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, the tools, you need to use the tools because you want to make sure that you're getting the best food at the best price. That brings me back around to something we were talking about in the last half hour. I wanted to comment a little bit more about the food industry, sort of eating your child's lunch, because the big food conglomerates are getting into the business of providing, you know, like, what's the, phooey. Outfit, ARA. So they've been providing food services at colleges and in public school circumstances for decades. And they're an example of the kind of companies we're talking about that are making deals. And I'm not saying this is good, bad, or indifferent, but I think it's interesting to note that you are using in these food circumstances stuff that's been around for a while. And we all know, study after study, the healthier commodities are going to have to be fresh. If you're looking for health in your food at school or wherever it is, you need to make sure the food that you're getting is from as many local sources as you can. Otherwise, the longer it stays around, it has, you know, some of the stuff that even looks good doesn't have any more value nutritionally than junk food does, because it's taken so long for the things that are being produced to get. That's one of the real problems in our country, shipping food everywhere. And the cost, you're talking about the cost here. And
you
know, the cost is going to go through the roof.
The price of gasoline, it's up by 33%.
Yeah.
And that means that food prices are going to go up and everything else. But again, keep in mind that ARA or any of these companies can supply really good, fresh, healthy food or, you know, not.
Yeah.
And it's really about the money. It's about how much money these school districts have in order to, you know, supply the meals to these kids.
Get Phil Leverett's
one of the biggest problems.
Hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for the SupermarketGuru.com daily news flash. Big, important stuff from consumerologist Phil Leverett here on Good Day Weekend at 59 past the hour.